This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the total passengers, 169 are Indian nationals, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals who were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. The injured are being taken to the nearest hospitals. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the ministry to coordinate all details, available at contact numbers 011-2461-0843 and 9650-391-859. It added that the ministry is committed to a swift response and full support for all affected. A dedicated helpline number 99741-11327 has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger queries and assistance. Another helpline number 1800-5691-444 has also been established by Air India to provide more information. Meanwhile, the Gujarat government has made DNA testing arrangements at BJ Medical College in Ahmedabad. Families and close ones of the flight passengers, especially their parents and children, have been asked to submit their samples at the location to identify the victims at the earliest. This was stated by Additional Chief Secretary in the Gujarat Health Department, Dhananjay Dwivedi, while talking to media.
अहमदाबाद से लंदन जाने के लिए 230 पैसेंजर की बुकिंग थी, उसके सिवाय क्रू मेंबर भी थे। दुर्भाग्यपूर्वक दोपहर के 1:40 बजे के आसपास प्लेन टेक ऑफ होने के साथ ही दुर्घटनाग्रस्त बना। जिस विस्तार में प्लेन क्रैश होकर गिरा है, वहां पे अहमदाबाद सिविल हॉस्पिटल के विद्यार्थियों के हॉस्टल, स्टाफ क्वार्टर और अन्य रेजिडेंशियल विस्तार है। उस विस्तार के लोगों को भी इजा पहुंची है। 50 से जितने घायल व्यक्तियों को सिविल हॉस्पिटल अहमदाबाद लाया गया है, अभी वो स्टेबल परिस्थिति में है। फ्लाइट के जो पैसेंजर है, उनके जो नजदीक के सगे हैं, उनसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि डीएनए टेस्टिंग की व्यवस्था हम लोगों ने बीजे मेडिकल कॉलेज के कसौटी भवन में की है। आप सबसे अनुरोध है, खासतौर पे माता पिता अथवा उनके पुत्र पुत्री नजदीक के सगाओं में होते हैं, आपसे रिक्वेस्ट है कि आप डीएनए सैंपल के लिए कसौटी भवन में बनी हुई व्यवस्था पर अपने सैंपल दें, ताकि दुर्घटना के जो विक्टिम है उनका आइडेंटिफिकेशन जल्दी से हो सके। अगर किसी भी तरह की पूछताछ करनी है तो उसके लिए सिविल हॉस्पिटल अहमदाबाद ने दो हेल्पलाइन नंबर शुरू किए हैं। एक नंबर है 6357-37-38-31 एवं दूसरा नंबर है 6357-37-38-41। इन दो नंबर पे आप माहिती के लिए संपर्क कर सकते हैं। प्लेन के जो पैसेंजर थे, उनके सगे संबंधियों के लिए मेडिकल कॉलेज बिल्डिंग में, कसौटी भवन में वेटिंग एरिया की हम लोगों ने व्यवस्था की हुई है।
Former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani was also on the Air India flight that crashed near the Ahmedabad airport. And now we go live to our Ahmedabad correspondent Aparna Khund for more updates. Aparna, what is the latest that you have?
The rescue and relief operations are going on and all the security agencies are doing their best efforts to recover dead bodies out of the debris. But as we know that the incident took place with a very big explosion, due to which there's a possibility of loss of life and property on a very large scale. According to the police sources, most of the passengers who were on board the plane are suspected to have lost their life. But as per the preliminary reports which we have right now, more than 100 dead bodies have been recovered and taken to civil hospital. As we know that the incident took place in a residential area near civil hospital UG hostel in Meghani Nagar, due to which many people who were injured are doctors. And due to the huge explosion, as we know that the dead bodies are severely burnt. So for the identification of the deceased, arrangements have been made at civil hospital to provide DNA samples, and we can see the long queues of the relatives of the passengers here. Meanwhile, just a short while ago, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has reached the accident site and reviewed the rescue operation. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also reaching the Ahmedabad shortly.
Right. Thank you so much, Aparna, for that update. And that is the end of this news bulletin.